Kim Kardashian roasts Kanye on SNL, Taylor Swift is back at number one, and Adele drops a preview of her new single. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, October 11th.
I mean, actually, I only had that one movie come out, and no one told me it was even premiering.
Kim Kardashian took the stage to host Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and she and the writers delivered in a pretty iconic monologue that touched on everything. She talked about her sex tape, family, surgery, and of course, her ex Kanye West, who she called the best rapper alive, complimenting his wealth and genius, but also adding this.
So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
Sick burn. He was sitting right there. But I must admit, no part of the monologue hit quite as hard as when she discussed her father, who famously represented O.J. Simpson in his murder trial.
Oh, it's sort of weird to remember the first black person you met, but O.J. does leave a mark. Or several. Or none at all. I still don't know.
Okay, we know she's involved in law, but is comedy in Kim's future? I'd take more of this.
Here's the new Billboard 200 for the week ending October 7th. The love story continues. Following the October 1st release of a signed CD and its vinyl LP, Taylor Swift's Fearless Taylor's Version returns to number one for a second non-consecutive week, surging from number 157 with 152,000 equivalent album units earned in the U.S., according to MRC data. Meanwhile, Drake's former leader, Certified Lover Boy, is a non-mover at number two with 110,000 units. Meek Mill collects his seventh top 10 album as Expensive Pain debuts at number three with 95,000 units. Youngboy Never Broke Again, Sincerely Cantrell, falls from one to four in its second week with 71,000 units. And rounding out the top five, Lil Nas X's Montero dips from number three with 45,000 units. Another notable entry this week, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga's second collaborative album, Love for Sale, bows at number eight with 41,000 units.
There ain't no gold in this river.
Yep, Adele just delivered a sneak peek of her upcoming single, Easy on Me. Over the weekend, the singer hopped on Instagram Live, gifting fans a taste of the brand new ballad set to drop October 15th. And some pretty big names even popped up in the chat, including Alicia Keys, who commented, "Snippet vibes."
And there is hope in these waters.
Easy on Me is the first new music from Adele in nearly 6 years and is expected to be on her next album, rumored to be titled 30. And despite previously telling Vogue the project isn't a divorce record, during her live, the British superstar did say it's based on divorce, babe, divorce. Also of note, Adele had some kind words for Britney Spears, saying, "Of course I support Free Britney. I love Britney. Met her a couple times. I absolutely adore her. Really happy for her." Plus, she said her favorite album of 2021 so far is Drake's Certified Lover Boy.
Thanks, Jordan. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.